Hi, I'm Sam Stokes. Today we're going to talk about using Python in machine learning. I've decided to use the Python approach to machine learning since small possibility, but you could maybe even design machine learning things on your Raspberry Pi. So we're going to take a look at that in future episodes. So that's what we're going to talk about. Just real briefly, how do we get our Python app or script into the machine learning environment so that it can be used. There's a few steps, and we'll go through those, but we will not finish with a visualization. We'll just simply see how to get from your Python app into the machine learning, the Azure machine learning system. So we'll go ahead and get started. Okay, now let's begin with our Azure machine learning using Python with your machine learning. Now, this is also can be used as part of the Common Core high school modeling. And in high school, often the students ask, what's a real life use of math? What's a real life use of statistics? And frankly, you don't see it in jobs that are not really considered skilled. Skilled jobs or professional jobs require an understanding of math and require an understanding of statistics. So to show students why modeling is so important, my feeling is that we should start with a language that is commonly used by students who may be working with a Raspberry Pi or some other kinds of tools, and this is Python. Although my preference is, of course, C Sharp. Python is used in many schools. So we'll go ahead and take a look at how to get into this. Now, we've been going over the machine learning and kind of haven't been following a real solid path. And what I would like to do today is talk about using Python for machine learning. Now, there's a couple of things. There's some good articles that you can go and read. And there's some issues you may run into if you're just using the regular Python from python.org. We'll talk about some of these issues. Okay, again, this is a Common Core component, and I've added a reference to this PowerPoint slide, which hopefully will be uploaded with the video. And this link takes you to the Common Core component explanation. Now, our other targets are data professionals, developers, and business intelligence professionals. Now, I want to be clear, Python, like TouchDevelop, may seem like a beginner language, but the reality is that these languages can do a great deal. Many people don't want to worry about things like setup and highly complex objects and these kind of things, and Python allows a little easier way to see into this. So Python is used in jobs like a rocket scientist in finance. Now, they are also referred to as quants. Quants make a lot of money, and they make a lot of money for other people. So using machine learning and using Python can put you into that kind of job, but you must be focused on understanding the domain knowledge of the stock market or the domain knowledge of the commodities market, and begin to dig in and read about that. And one way you can do that is by reading the Wall Street Journal or Investors Daily. Now, using Python in machine learning, similar to the R that we discussed earlier, and we'll take a look at some of the things that you have to do to be able to implement it. Here's a number of links. And the links take us to how to use Panda machine learning. Now, Panda in machine learning is a tool that's widely used in the financial markets to understand what's going on, how to model it, and people use this to study logistics, customer needs, and so forth. There's also a reference here, Python machine learning. This is one that I would recommend that you go to, but you'll need to be using some other things like You'll have to import some special libraries if you're just using the standard download from python.org. All right, first of all, we'll go into machine learning in just a second, the machine learning experiment. But this is the tool, and you'll notice that it looks very similar to the one that we used with RScript. And it accepts up to three inputs here. This one on the right-hand side as we face it. You place your python.py file zipped into the machine learning, and then the machine learning tool can unzip it and then use it to execute the code. These are your two inputs here. Now you have to set your program up in a certain way. You can't do the usual Python approach to programming. There is a couple of things that you need to do beforehand. So you have two inputs and two outputs. So let's go in and take a look at using Python in Azure Machine Learning. Once you're put in the linkstudio.azureml.net, you can get to the free workspace on Azure Machine Learning. Now, if you have an MSDN account, it's going to try to get to your MSDN account. So if you're signed in any place on the computer, it's going to pick that up in cache. So if you do just want to experiment with the free stuff, you do need to consider how you would work on that. So next, I might review this to see if there's anything interesting that's new on here. It does show you how to publish a predictive model, which is pretty interesting predictive model. These would be used, the predictive model might be used for something like logistics or when a component would fail. If you're a mechanical engineer, you might use it in sports or on the stock market. Okay, so let's go to an experiment and take a look at using Python in machine learning. And remember, this is very low level, so if you've been using machine learning, this is not going to bring you any new insight. So now I already have one on here. To get rid of that, I can delete it, and I'll say yes. And now I'll say new, and I'll create a blank experiment. And it looks like something's on here, but this is kind of to give you an idea of how to use this in case you missed my other videos. You notice over here on the side, we have a number of areas that we can choose from. So let's see if we can find the Python language module, and here it is. Previously, we've talked about how to use the R language module, but I've decided Python is probably used more broadly, so we're going to use this. So now I drag this over here, and my little image in the background will disappear. Okay, let's take a look at the round dots. Data set one. It can be a data set, it can be a table, it could be a generic CSV, which is sort of like an Excel spreadsheet, and so forth. The second one, data set two, can bring in the same thing. However, the third one is the zip bundle. And here is where you would have your, we haven't created it yet, but you would have your Python script up here as a zip file, and you would connect it to here. On the output, we'd have our results and a Python device, and this would be where we might use the visualization. You can see now that it's disabled. Okay, how do we upload our Python zip file? We need to go back here. We will upload our Python zip file here. Click on New. Dataset, Module, Experiment. Dataset would be one of those pieces of data that we would put in. So this might be an Excel spreadsheet that we've been maintaining, or a text file that we've been maintaining using commas to separate the fields. But we use the module here. And we click on this, and then we would browse to our zip file. But first, we need to create our zip file. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about using Python. Now, if you're not familiar with Python, there's a lot of tutorials. just FYI, as a warning for your information, there is a rather big difference between Python 2 and Python 3. Okay, so now, how can we work with Python? Well, one of the ways that we could work with Python is to use Visual Studio. I've added a add-on that uses Visual Studio. Now, you may not have Visual Studio, but Visual Studio Community 2013 is available for no cost, as well as the Express versions. The add-on will work with the free Express versions. Not all add-ons will. Or we can use the other Python products. There are two that I have on my system. I have the regular Python, which has a GUI, fairly rudimentary GUI, but it does create files and so forth. So this is the basic one you might use. The Python that is used by Azure is what's called the Anaconda one, which sounds like a large snake. And you would download this from the Anaconda site, which is in the zip files, in the files that I showed you. For today, since I'm kind of a Microsoft guy, I'm just going to use the Visual Studio to enter my code and so forth. Now, you can set various environments. I'm using the 3.3 environment currently, and I could add a virtual environment. And if I add it, then I can either make it Anaconda, Python 2.7, 3.4, or the 64-bit 2.7. I'm going to go ahead and pick Anaconda because I know that Anaconda is the interpreter that is used by the machine learning language in Azure. And it'll take a few seconds for it to start. Okay, now that the Anaconda version of Python has loaded, and this is a free version that you can get from anaconda.com, I can now begin to write my Python code. The normal process for writing Python is to have a lot of functions and that kind of thing. But when you're using the machine learning tool, you have to base everything inside of a main like I'm doing here. So we have data frame 1 and data frame 2. And then we can begin to do some more functioning down here. Now what I would like to do is let's go back and take a look at the reference material that I mentioned. So you might go to this reference material to get a little more in-depth information. So here we have our Python script, and you'll see that there's some variations to what I wrote. There have data frame 1 equal none, and these are all within the scope of Python. Some more explanations of how to use the Python inside of machine learning. And so here's some more about the basic usage. So the input and output, as well as checking for missing values, will be converted to NA using one of the libraries called Pandas, which we'll talk about in the next presentation. So if we did one of the hello worlds, then it would be as simple as what you would expect it to be. You'll notice that this is in the 2.0 frame. If you're using the 3 frame, then type of Python, then the hello would be changed just a little bit. Okay, so let's go ahead and take that and put it into our Python over here. Okay, so now what we're going to do is create a Hello World Python script. So I'm just going to change this to hello.py. So I'll change this name, right-click, rename to a very friendly hello.py. And now I'll add a little bit of code, not much, nothing too huge. And now that you'll notice that this won't work in Visual Studio if I try to run it because I don't have name. Now what I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and save this. And we'll go ahead and open this up at the file. Open folder in File Explorer. Handy feature. I don't know if that is available in the Express version, so you may have to go here manually. Now the next thing I want to do is I want to send this to a compressed file, a zipped folder. And now it's zipped. What I'm going to do is add this to my Azure Machine Learning experiment. Now, if you remember, I have to go here to datasets and create a new dataset and add a module. So now I need to upload my zip file. And I need to figure out where it's at. So you can go back here, do what I just did. Of course, it's down here in the File Explorer. And come over here. And in the File Explorer, if you're not used to Windows, I can pick it up like this, copy, and that'll give me the path. So now I go back over here to the datasets. And there's my hello zip, and I open it, and I click the green check, and it should upload in just a second, because it's pretty small, so bigger ones are going to take a little while longer. Now, if you're paying for the Azure, then the some of these things will go a little faster, but this is a completely free, as in no cost. Okay, so now we have our hello world script uploaded, and we can take it from here and pull it down to the script bundle zip. So now to process our hello zip, we can come over here and modify the code that we have in here. So we would modify this code to be able to consume our hello world function, and we would do that by adding a few lines of code, and we can pretty much take all of this out and type in, so you get to watch me type. It's so exciting. Now Pandas, as I said, is a library that's used mostly for financial analysis and big data analysis, and it can be a good friend of yours from a career point of view. And now we'll return this. Okay, so we've completed adding our code to the execute Python script here. We've created external code here. Now, I need to bring this to conclusion, but to go ahead and run this, you would just simply click run, and it would take a few minutes to run. Okay, so we've added our zip file to the machine learning site. And so Python's a commonly used language. As I've said, it's installed by default on Apple computers, and it's easily installed on Windows and Linux machines. So you've seen initially how to use Python scripts in the Azure machine learning, very similar to the R language process. And in our next session, we'll cover how to implement the visualization for your machine learning experiment. Now, one of the things that I'd like to include in this particular discussion, why I rushed the presentation a little bit, is because there's a free offering from Microsoft for students who have a .edu account. And yes, I do want to save that. And I'd like to go over how to get so that how you can get to that. Now, if you are not in a computer science program, you do still have access to DreamSpark. So you should go to dreamspark.com and then use your .edu account. So if you're a high school student, it's a little more difficult, but there are some other ways. You may want to contact a teacher and see if they're working on this right now. And when you go into the DreamSpark, you want to click on students and then go down and create an account. And when you create the account, now I already have an account, so it's warning me on this. You go in here and you give them your .edu email, and it will give you a nice little message here that you successfully created a verified DreamSpark account. Next, go to Software Catalog, and you can get a free Azure DreamSpark account. Now what this does, and I'm going to be using my this particular DreamSpark account, you get a web app, and you get a MySQL database. Plus you get Application Insights and Visual Studio Online. Plus if you build your ML, your machine learning tools, you can use the web services that we've talked about with your website. So you can really have a nice design that can demonstrate to people that you have a full grasp of how the cloud works. So stick with me, and we're going to go over how to use this and how to use the SQL data, MySQL database with your machine learning so you can consume the machine learning in a pretty nice way and be able to utilize DreamSpark. Now, I know that there's AWS and Google Cloud and so forth, and nothing against them. You should go out and learn how to use those too, but this is, should be part of your resume. And so hoping to see you again, and eventually we'll get our machine learning into the DreamSpark for students. Thank you very much, and over and out.